City. Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Tripwire.
So yesterday, talking of strapping, three young lads come and help me because a lovely one got a puncher, Specie Hill Road, and I was doing it. So don't say I wasn't, because I was, but I tell you what.
What do you mean your lovely one got a puncher? I don't understand. So she was
flat tired.
Yeah, but she was out driving the car, was she?
No, she had the car, she was towing it, and it got a puncher. No. What do you think?
Well, I just don't know, because I didn't
see... She got a puncher, so she couldn't drive any further, because it was flat.
Yeah, but I didn't see her in the photo, that was all, so she was there.
Well, she's at work. That's what husbands do.
Oh, right. Right.
So anyway.
Okay. So you were driving her car?
No. She drove to work,
yeah.
She got a flat.
Yep.
She's pulled over the side of the road and went, oh, look, that's very flat. I can't drive this any further.
Oh,
I better
so
get a ride
left
to work.
It there.
Rang me and said, could you change the tyre?
I understand now.
I think everyone else understood before that. But anyway, so
maybe
I'm
they didn't.
Changing
anyway,
the tyre.
Yep.
Right.
On
anyway,
Specie Hill Road.
I'm probably struggling a bit because the nuts haven't been taken off for a while. So I'm trying to rip the nuts off.
Yep.
Anyway.
Did you have the right stuff in the back of the boot, by the way? Like, did you have the
no
nut
faith
remover?
In me.
And did
yeah,
you?
Of course I did.
And did you have the jack?
No, I just lifted it up.
Well,
I Popeye got some spinach.
I asked that question because I remember a few months ago that you thought you had a jack in the car and you didn't. So anyway,
yeah,
that's why.
As I said, I got underneath it and just lifted it with one shoulder and just undid the nuts. No, the boys rocked up anyway and they were good lads. They stopped. They didn't have to. They didn't know who I was, so don't think, oh, that's Coggo. No. Brycey Hodge, Tyler Garn, and also Joshy Brits. Now, they stopped and helped, which was really, really nice. And I want to know whether you have someone that's done something good for you lately. You want to dob someone in. You know, good deed.
Yeah, we would love to hear from you. Can I just ask one more question about this, Cog? So when the guys rocked up...
Are we on, by the way?
Yes, we are.
You would have asked me.
When the guys rocked up to help you, did you just stand back?
No, I didn't just stand back.
Do everything?
I didn't have a jack, remember, so I was under it pushing it up. Hello? Anyway, if you've got someone you like to dob in that's done something good for you, might have mowed the lawn for you.
They may have too. Or, I did something good the other day, actually, and I'll talk about that next as well.
Oh, will you? Right. Yeah. 13 27 10, if you've got someone you'd like to dob in at Triple M. What is the good deed being done to you, sir?
Good deed. Done by some others, unknown people, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
An unknown number of people. But I was walking along Arnold Street 2 weeks ago and clapped on the side of the road.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, mate. Gee, that's
and then some random people came and did CPR, saw me collapse, and rang the ambulance, and happy ending after that.
Jeez,
oh, Stephen, my goodness.
And
did you find out who they were after you came good again?
No, I was unconscious for a day and a half.
Oh, gee.
2 days and raced off to Melbourne. And when the ambulance took over, they, of course, used the paddles and everything else. So brought me back to
bloody
life.
Hell, mate.
Oh, my goodness.
So very, very grateful for these unknown people who stopped and... did the right thing for me.
Oh, wow. We need to find out who they are, mate, because you're with us, and by the sound of it, if they had to use the paddles, all due respect, Steve, you were lucky.
Very, very lucky. Lucky that somebody knew what to do and they jumped in and did it.
It's in Arnold Street, which is obviously near the hospital, so you're a bit lucky to be that close. But what day was it in time?
Sunday the 15th.
Yep.
And it's about 10:45.
Sunday the 15th, 10:45. Oh, let's check it out.
10:45. Sorry, what was that, Stephen?
That was in the morning.
10:45 in the morning, Sunday the 15th in Arnold Street, and you collapsed.
Well,
and
if you know anything, we'll bring it up later because we've got to find these people, Stephen.
Yeah, we do, Stephen. Yep. We need to.
We really would like to thank them.
Yeah, I bet you would.
We need to reunite you with them. And as you said, Cogs, we would love to thank them as well. So,
Stevie, just take it easy, brother.
Trying to at the moment.
Oh, yeah, Stephen.
I'm on my side now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have
mate.
Indeed. Stephen, thank you so much for your call this morning and sharing that story with us. Unbelievable.
Thanks,
and
Stevie.
Thank goodness you're still here. Thanks, Stephen.
We got a phone call from a man who didn't want to be known, but he did say he knew. I'll just go with Pete. His name was Pete. Pete, you know the person involved.
Yeah, I do.
Tell us more, mate. What happened? It was 10:45, Sunday the 15th, Kylie?
Yeah, Sunday the 15th of September in Arnold Street. So, Pete, how did it unfold?
Basically, Shane Miller came down from Queensland to celebrate Sheehan Lance's 50th year of karate training.
Yeah.
And he was staying at our place. and he was down visiting some friends before the event, driving down Arnold Street, and saw the guy basically collapse, pulled over. There was a young lady there also that was helping the gentleman, and gave CPR.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And after the event, he was sitting down here at the table talking about it, and next thing he pulls a pair of glasses out of his pocket. He says, "Oh, got some glasses here from the guy."
Oh, wow.
So we managed to track him down and get him his glasses also.
Gee, mate, that's a shame. Wow, he's a lifesaver, trust me.
Yeah.
And he's back in Queensland now?
He's back in Queensland again, yeah.
Well, we're going to have to talk to you off air and get his number if that's possible.
Anybody that's related to Steve would like to say thanks anyway, I would think.
Not a problem.
All right, well, thanks, Pete. I've got your number here, mate, so we'll be in contact.
Okay.
Thanks, Pete. Well, there you go. So good finish to that story. Well, when I say good finish, Steve's still with us, and we may have found the person that gave him CPR in Arnold Street a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be able to reunite the both of them so that Steve can formally, because he wants to, thank, as you would, Shane Miller, the lifesaver from Queensland. Just beautiful.
Good deed of the year.
It is indeed.
Not the day, not the month, the year.